USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering efforts to reopen amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Hosting a White House event with some governors, the president saying a popular small business loan program is still working.
To date, we've processed over 4.6 million small business loans, saving and supporting an estimated 50 million American jobs, Jovita. That's incredible. The small business owners that we have with us this afternoon all received the PPP loans, and now their businesses are on the road to recovery, and they're doing really well. We have a lot of businesses that are doing really well.
Californians are now required to wear face coverings in public. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the executive order as the state continues to log a rise in daily coronavirus cases. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The former Atlanta police officer charged with killing Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot is in custody. Garrett Rolfe turned himself in a few hours before the 6 p.m. Eastern deadline. Prosecutors are charging him with 11 counts, including felony murder. Rolfe shot Brooks after Brooks was found passed out in the Wendy's drive-thru, stole his taser, and attempted to fire it at him. The other officer involved also turned himself in. As states begin to reopen from the coronavirus shutdowns, workers aren't as anxious to return to work. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more.
Half of the more than 1,000 professionals surveyed by the consulting firm Korn Ferry say they're afraid to go back to work, while a quarter of them are skeptical that their company is able to keep them safe. Others found that they are happier working from home or lack the child care to return to the office. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently released guidelines for offices that plan to reopen.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is not happy with Google's decision to reprimand the Federalist for their comment section and talk about possibly demonetizing the website based on what people write regarding comments on articles, not the actual articles that were being written on the site. Cruz tells Fox News this further exposes the power that a company like Google has to censor dissenting voices.
Well, this week Google made a dramatic decision. They decided to target a conservative media outlet called The Federalist, and they threatened to demonetize them, which is truly an Orwellian word. It means cut off their ad revenue and basically try to bankrupt them. They were very opaque as to why they were doing so, but eventually what they said is there were some comments on their website, not the articles the journalists had written, but some comments that third parties had put there that they deemed offensive.
Cruz also points out the hypocrisy we see from Google.
YouTube, which Google wholly owns, it's a wholly owned subsidiary. You go there any given day, you can see lots of comments that are offensive, that are profane, that are racist. And so I inquired, is Google going to give the same three-day notice to YouTube or demonetize its subsidiary? I think their conduct is censorship, and it also violates the antitrust laws because Google is a monopoly, and they're leveraging their monopoly power to favor YouTube, which they own, at the expense of their competitors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.